From a transmitter atop Great Blue Hill, this is WGBH, live, local talk, Boston Public Radio.
You are listening to a very special two-hour Saturday edition of Boston Public Radio. I am Marjorie Egan. Jim Browdy is across from me. Callie Crossley is across from me. We're going to take all your calls. We have a lot of guests coming up as well with different perspectives on this whole week post-marathon. Our number is 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970, and the email B. Boston Public Radio.
BPR, we call it, Marjorie.
BPR at WGBH.org.
You know, last night, just after 9 o'clock, the press conference at which it was announced that Jahar Tsarnaev had been captured was opened like this.
Well, on behalf of Crystal and Martin and Lingsy, on behalf of the MIT officer who was lost last night and the transit police officer who was injured, on behalf of the hundreds of people who were hurt by the explosions at the marathon, I want to say how grateful I am to the colonel, to the special agent in charge, Rick Delorier, to all of the law enforcement who worked so well and so hard together, to bring us to tonight's conclusion.
We're joined live by the man at the center of the mourning, the healing, the apprehending. Deval Patrick, thanks for joining us, Governor.
Good afternoon. How are you?
We're pretty good.
Good afternoon, Governor Patrick. Thank you for being with us. You know, I wonder, even for those of us who weren't directly affected by this awful tragedy, this has been an emotional roller coaster of a week. You're the governor, but think about the personal Deval Patrick and your family. What's it been like for you as a guy?
Well, it's as you said, emotional roller coaster, highs and lows. It was of course breaking pretty fast, so there wasn't a lot of time to step back and reflect. It was mostly just trying to deal with events. And I think we are incredibly fortunate to have had all the resources we did at the federal, state, and local level. The kindness and grace of, you know, average people toward each other, not just the victims, as important as that was, but just the people who were feeling and dealing with the shock of it all. And frankly, to have gotten a result as quickly as we did.
Governor, were you ever concerned, you mentioned no time for reflection, you ever concerned that your most controversial decision to both impose the shelter in place, a term I'd never heard before, and to lift it, might not have been right? Did you ever have self-doubt about that at all yesterday?
Of course. Absolutely. Are you kidding? Those are big decisions. They are disruptive in people's lives. I mean, I think people got the fundamental point that things were not the same, that something new and different and profoundly disruptive had happened, and that meant that we were going to have to do some new and different things. But I think it helped, you know, and we were taking our lead from law enforcement, because the point was to help us, help them do their job.
Governor, this is Callie Crossley. What do you do now looking forward to make the rest of us understand that this is not over? This is over in this phase. But in fact, we have to have some patience because this is an unfolding investigation, and there are lots of layers to this that have yet to be resolved.
Well, in fact, the answer to your important question is right in your question. There are a lot of steps yet to go through. There's a lot more information we want to have. I am praying for the recovery of the suspect who was apprehended last night for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is I have a lot of questions, and I think a lot of other people do, about the whys and the hows and the potential who others. I'm not signaling anything or hinting at anything, but I think those are natural questions we'd want to be asking and finding out. And then there's a whole process of preparing the investigation. All of that, of course, is just on the law enforcement side. The lessons to be learned for around security for future marathons and other large civic occasions, the healing that has to happen in the hearts of those who were injured, and the families who lost people, and frankly, the many, many people who saw these really upsetting images over and over again. All of that's a process. But I think I take comfort from the fact that so much of the best of who we are was exposed by this terrible tragedy. And if we remember that, we're going to be okay.
Governor, did you speak to the president since last night?
Not since last night. No, I did talk to him last night.
You did speak to him last night after he was apprehended?
No, actually I spoke to him. No, I spoke to him last evening right before it was all over. At the point, frankly, when we were all trying to decide what to do about the so-called shelter in place, the request of people to stay indoors.
Governor, and following up on your conversation with Callie and the questions you have, and I'm sure you know the public has, law enforcement people have, do you personally have any other information about motive or whether these two brothers acted alone that hasn't been shared with the public yet?
No, I have, I have some details about the investigation that are not yet public, and I won't make them public now. And again, I'm not hinting at things, but remember, we were following a lot of the law enforcement was following a lot of leads. Throughout the day, and things kept unfolding. New ideas kept, but many of them, washed out. They weren't, they didn't turn out at the end of the day to be very significant. But I think that piecing together this whole picture is still something that remains to be done.
Governor, there are rumors flying around Boston that you're about to be on the mound at Fenway Park. Is there any truth to that? We want a yes or no answer. Any truth to that rumor, Governor Patrick?
I have just pulled up at Fenway Park. I'm not going to throw anything. I can tell you that. last night was the annual tribute that the Red Sox does to law enforcement. It was postponed on account of everything that was going on. They're going on with the game today, which is fabulous. And the organization called and asked if I'd come at the beginning, really, so I could have an opportunity to thank the members of law enforcement again for a job exceptionally well done.
Governor Patrick, one last question from me. I've been a reporter a long time, and maybe I get a little cynical sometimes about these gatherings together after a tragedy like this. But I got to say, on Thursday, when you and the president and Liz Walker, who's a reverend now, and various faith leaders were at the Holy Cross Cathedral, it was one of the most moving ceremonies I can remember in my life of watching moving ceremonies. You gave a beautiful, comforting talk. So did Obama. He was the president. He was like the comforter in chief. I wonder what kind of...
Wasn't the mayor great?
He stood out of that wheelchair. Yeah.
Exactly. I just wonder if you've gotten much reaction from people about that hour and a half ceremony.
So much, and so much that was powerful. Of course, then some of that reaction was overtaken by the developments in the case last night. But I had a feeling right after what happened that we were going to need some way for people to acknowledge the plane and sort of, as we say sometimes in my own faith tradition, to claim the healing.
Yeah.
It sounds squishy. Like squishy language, but they really acknowledge both the hurt and the triumph that came out of this. And the part of the triumph, as I've said over and over again, were these repeated acts of kindness and grace that people kept showing each other. And those stories are as important to be told and lifted up as the injury, because they affirm something very, very important about the strength of this community.
Governor Patrick, we really appreciate your time and congratulations on a successful conclusion to what was a horrible week. Governor, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you, Governor Patrick.
Governor Patrick.
877-301-8970 is the number. What are you laughing at?
I know what you're thinking about. When Governor Patrick said he wasn't going to throw a pitch, George W. Bush, after 9/11, threw the perfect strike at Yankee Stadium.
He did.
Barack Obama, not too long ago, bounced the ball to home plate.
Terrible.
And you can imagine the pressure on Deval Patrick, in addition to all the pressure he's lived through this week.